Luke, the 10th chapter, from verses 38 to 42, the Passion Translation. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their journey, they came to a village where a woman welcomed Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation he shared. But Martha became exasperated with finishing the numerous household chores in preparation for her guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me." And the Lord answered her, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you so upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She's undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her." Bible Before Breakfast. Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. This week is going to be a rather interesting week. I've decided to look at the lives of two amazing women in the Bible. I don't know, maybe because it's the month where there are lots of celebrations around women. There's Mother's Day, there's International Women's Day. Whatever it is, the truth is, I just love to look at women who have lived before me. Women who were privileged enough to be documented in God's Word. And so this week we're going to look at Mary and Martha. They were two very interesting women. They had an unusual relationship with Jesus. He was almost like a family member. He was always at their house. He was close to their brother. He did many, many things for them. Now, this scripture tells us that Jesus came to their home and Martha welcomed him in. And Martha began to run around and try to make Jesus comfortable. So she was doing so many chores, cleaning the house, cooking, making different meals. And Mary, on the other hand, was sitting at Jesus' feet, absorbing every revelation he shared. That's what the Passion Translation says. For a long time, we have preached this sermon and we've made it seem like there was something wrong with Martha. Maybe there was. But I think it's a bit unfair and rather hasty to judge her. How many of us would have Jesus coming to our homes and we would just sit down and do nothing? I don't know about the rest of you, but I know that I would clean that place so clean that Jesus would see his face on the floor as he walked in. Everything would be perfectly in place. Every meal, I don't even know what I would make. I would cook everything possible, probably order a few things in as well. So Martha was doing what any well brought up woman would do. She was trying to make sure everything was perfect for Jesus. And Mary was her younger sister. So I'm sure it must have been really frustrating to be doing everything and get no help from her. I mean, Jesus came to see both of us. Why do you think it's okay for you to just sit down, do nothing, but just enjoy his company? And so, of course, she knows that Jesus is righteous and that he's a God of justice. So she went to him and said, "Don't you think it's unfair? Because it looks unfair to me. I'm doing all the work and here she is just sitting around and having a great time with you, listening to you. Why does it seem like I don't want to listen to you? But there's so much to do. We have to get this done. We have to." And Jesus said to her, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset?" Excuse me, Jesus? Why am I upset? My sister has left me to do all the work. Why am I upset, really? He says, "Why are you troubled and pulled away by all these many distractions?" Jesus called serving him a distraction. Wow. Shouldn't that make us think? If Jesus sees serving him as a distraction, isn't that something to stop and think about? Was Jesus saying we shouldn't serve him? No. Jesus was saying that you should learn to prioritize things. So Jesus would rather you put emphasis on walking with him rather than working for him. Because Martha was doing the right thing, but at the wrong time. So don't let your working for God replace your walking with God. That should be a priority for you. He said, all these things you are doing, they are distractions. And the truth is, sometimes we can get distracted by doing things for God. So you are so busy running around. You're so busy preaching the gospel. You're so busy writing songs. You're so busy writing sermons that you don't have the time to pray. You're so busy running around doing everything, but spending time with the one who you are doing those things for. And he says, they are unnecessary. He says, they are distractions. Wow. I don't know if she got offended, but I think that it must have hurt a bit. And maybe that's how you feel this morning as I'm speaking to you. You feel almost attacked. Like, I'm still doing these things for Jesus. I have to go for seminars. I have to go for trainings. I have to go for prayer meetings. And prayer meetings are great. But Jesus loves one-on-one times with him. Said she was sitting at the master's feet, attentively absorbing every relation, every revelation he shared. Attentively. Now let's quickly run into how you attend service at your local church. And I'm assuming you're attending service at your local church if you have the opportunity to. Do you go into church and do all the things you're supposed to do and not have time to sit down to listen to the word? Or is praise and worship time a distraction? A time where you consider it time God has given you to do other things just before you sit down to the word? You know, interestingly, a lot of times we underestimate the power of praise and worship sessions and focus more on the word, forgetting that praise and worship is us giving to God and the word is us receiving from him. So we run around at that time when we should be paying attention to him and soaking up and absorbing every revelation that we receive in the place of worship. Now, I'm not here to say you shouldn't serve God. Of course not. I'm serving God by doing this podcast. But what's more important to him is that you spend time with him. And so Jesus said something very, very profound. And something I believe we should never forget. He said, Mary has discovered the one thing. The one thing. He says it's the one thing that's most important. By choosing to sit at my feet, she is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. The one thing. The one thing that's most important. When I read this scripture, I remember that there was, it just seemed so familiar. It just felt so familiar, like I had seen the scripture somewhere else. He said she had discovered the one thing. So there's a one thing. He says it's the one thing. And then I remember Psalm 27 verse 4. And this is David speaking. He He says, "The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple." This one thing, the one thing that Jesus was speaking about, was David's heart's cry, and Mary had found it. Wow. And I thought this particular version, the New Living Translation, was so amazing until I ran to the Message Translation. And it says, "I'm asking God for one thing." This is David's heart cry. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for fame. He didn't ask for anything. He asked for one thing. He said, only one thing. To live with him in his house. Wow. And Jesus was in Mary's house. He says, to live with him in his house my whole life long. He says, I'll contemplate his beauty and I'll study at his feet. This prayer had become Mary's reality. And Jesus said, the one thing that David had been looking for, that one thing, says she has found it. She got to contemplate on his beauty. She got to study at his feet. Mary had found it. The one thing David lived his whole life yearning for, Mary had found it. And Jesus said, I won't take this privilege from her. So Martha, dear Martha, it's not about running around for Jesus. It's not about doing all the many assignments he's giving you. He wants you to sit at his feet, to contemplate his beauty, to absorb every revelation that he shares with you. So this morning, my challenge is, do the one thing that Jesus says is most important. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Concourt.